thank you for thank you so much for agreeing for this to do this interview, being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Would you mind just starting off introducing yourself and a little bit about what Project Leaf Care is?
Sure. Yeah, I'm Callan Mahan. I live in Fenway, and I run Project Leaf Care, which is a, I guess, plant design, interior plant studio that I have been working on for about 5 years now, and it's had a couple different chapters, I'd say, but all of them kind of fall under sustainable design.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Is sustainable design something you've always been kind of interested in, or a more recent?
Yeah, I think general interest with the idea of being aware of climate change and things like that. And
yeah.
Then my college studies were in building construction technology, which had some good, I guess, study on building materials and ways that we can make big impact and things like that. And I particularly liked a lot of the building materials and methods type classes, so that's always been an interest. And then within my own personal life, I guess just being a nature lover, someone who likes to be outside, and seeing the changes around us as climate change takes impact, what's something that I can do, but also maybe carry out some ideas with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. That's so cool. I didn't realize BU doesn't have a major or any program of study resembling like construction technology. That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of, was that sort of like learning how to build in different spaces, or just like a general?
Yeah, good question. So I feel like a lot of kids who graduate go into project management type,
mm-hmm.
construction management, which is, there's a couple other schools across the Commonwealth that have construction management programs, but the construction tech program, I haven't heard of too many others that are right in line with the
mm-hmm.
program I was in. And so yeah, I guess a lot of it has to do with commercial building, some residential, I'd say, if it was maybe being a general contractor or something like that. But more or less, the program had a lot to do with I guess the business side,
mm-hmm.
more kind of general, kind of more what I would say is like office roles. But I myself opted for something more field-based in the environmental construction side. But that is a program that I feel like had some great aspects of vocation, and also a lot of the faculty were former people who worked either in the field or just professionally and then came back to the academic space, so
mm-hmm.
there was a lot of practicality to it.
Oh, nice. That's really interesting. And how, when you came out of college, did you go kind of right into an environmental field, or
good
kind
question.
Of a different path?
Yeah, so I was working in the same field that I work in now. I actually work for the same company I had
mm-hmm.
interned with, but I graduated in 2020 during the pandemic.
Oh, wow.
So that was a time where I actually stayed out where I had studied at UMass in Amherst,
mm-hmm.
and I was kind of doing a little bit of a unique role where I was helping a family who had a bunch of kids who were doing online learning, and I would go and kind of like nanny tutor kind
yeah.
of thing.
Uh-huh.
But it was also a time where I had a lot of, I guess, room to think for Project Leaf Care,
mm-hmm.
and I had began the idea of it that senior year, going into my senior year that summer,
mm-hmm.
and kind of, I guess, launched it maybe February of 2020. So it was
so kind of before you graduated.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the original sustainable design product that I did was soap. So
okay.
It was all my thought was that it was kind of a low barrier of entry product
mm-hmm.
type, and it was still kind of entering the home space, and I thought that I could kind of build off of that. So that was probably the first year or two where it was all about the soaps, and I had some fun with that. But it was also a bit convenient because a lot of it had to do with kind of online sales and doing social media, because for those first year, I guess, there was really kind of not much interaction going on with people. So it was like I was trying for a lot of, I guess, e-commerce type stuff, and I kind of learned that that wasn't really where I wanted to be. It felt like, unless I put my face in front of the camera or something like that, like it was gonna be some, I don't know, strenuous thing. But I learned a lot through that kind of soap, soap chapter, soap phase.
Yeah, because I saw just on your Instagram and website, it seems to be that you do a lot more face-to-face interaction now, and you're actually going to the sites that you're working at, which is definitely a big change from pandemic, and especially starting a business during that time. What made you decide to switch from soap to more like plants, or are you still doing soap as well or not?
The soap is more just kind of like I keep it for myself and like friends and family type
personal
people ask
soap.
For it.
Yeah,
I'll do some like seasonal type ones, like I just did a cinnamon orange type as we approach fall, but I mean I just keep it, and one of the kind of signature things about it was I would do like spent coffee grounds as an exfoliant, and
that's really interesting.
It was like the first collaboration I did was with a coffee shop out in Western Mass that's fairly popular called Shelburne Falls.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Yeah. And they were so supportive, and I was just like, I don't know, felt like young, and and they were really nice, and they had some space for me in the shops, or a couple of them, which, because they had a couple locations, and yeah, so transitioning out of the soaps and towards something in person, I had the idea of like the plant design maybe a year into the business, of something that would be kind of a nice transition, I'd say, but but still falling under the sustainable design umbrella. And I started doing with, I think my roommates were very patient with me, but I was trying to do some, like, I guess, setting around our place. And one of the things that I was trying for was getting kind of unique with some of the planters that I use, so like thrifted ones and things like that. But also I started using some like old sneakers or sneakers that I found from the thrift store, and I would kind of play around with those as a decor piece, but also upcycling opportunity.
Right. Your apartment or where you live must be full of plants.
Yeah, we have our our place is older. It's like turn of the century, like 1900 pretty much. So it's, the lighting is pretty good in like a select space, but so that space kind of is concentrated with them.
So are all the kind of containers you use for the plants all like thrifted materials or all recycled?
For a while that was the case, and then once I started doing some bigger installs in people's homes, I would opt for like bigger ones and things like that. It's hard to go to the thrift and find anything bigger than maybe like a 4-inch pot. So one thing that I kind of had the idea of and really kind of launched the in-person stuff was I started transitioning to mostly just like, I call them almost like souvenir mugs and like kind of like novelty. And then there's also some like ones that would be more like good ceramic, I'd say, like kind of like, I think of like a diner mug or something that's like nice and thick and maybe has a stain to it or something, but you're putting dirt in it anyway, so it doesn't matter. And I found out about this license through the city that is like, it's called hawker and peddler, but that's like an old English term. It's just basically a street vending license.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would, my process was that I'd go to the thrift store, I would get maybe a dozen mugs or however many caught my eye that day. And then I'd go to the nursery and pair them up with some like easy to care for succulents, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was doing some markets around the city. So like Brighton Bazaar is a popular one that people like.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And there were some others that like I really liked, but
were you set up
a little booth.
Mm-hmm.
And those were fun. They kind of ate away at some of my weekends and stuff, and because I work full time, they like a big commitment for my girlfriend was always there, like she's big support and
nice.
Also has a good eye for design.
Mm-hmm.
So she was picking out some of the mugs, and we kind of had I feel like maybe a grab of different types that maybe she liked more than I did. But and then so with the street vending license, though, I didn't have to pay the market fees and things like that. And oftentimes my best place was right here on Commonwealth at BU.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd set up outside GSU.
Oh, yeah.
And I had some good success with that. So that was a really nice thing. And also when I'd set up there, it felt like pretty low stakes. So I could kind of just like hang out, maybe like read or write,
mm-hmm.
get some like thinking time, but also the kids were very nice, and
yeah.
a lot of people would just come chat, and it was a nice way to spend an afternoon. So that was a nice kind of transition from a market that I would do like big prep for and hope I had enough to like maybe a couple hours out there on a
mm-hmm.
nice afternoon.
Nice. Yeah, the GSU is definitely a spot where a lot of people are either tabling for clubs, and like
mm-hmm.
today we just had the sustainability festival.
I don't
know if you'd heard about that, where a bunch of different vendors were around. But yeah, that's really cool. And
yeah.
I know, I'm curious, like, what is kind of a day in the life for you? Because I know you have a full-time job and you're also
yeah.
doing this. Like, you seem
Good
to
question.
Be very, very busy.
Yeah. I mean, I like to think about what I call, like, work and play flow. So I like my full-time job, and I like Project Leaf Care, and I think that if I want to do those two things with quality long term, I kind of need to find a balance of also allowing myself to just hang out or take a bike ride or really kind of take a step away from things.
Right.
I think that's what brings the best quality of work. But as far as a day in the life, like, I like to be up early, even on the weekends and stuff, just to kind of, I don't know, housekeep or organize myself.
It's very admirable.
Well, yeah, I can't say I've always been like this, but since I've had my full-time job is on construction sites, I got to be up early, so the body clock kind of then just naturally. But I wake up, I try to hold off not having coffee right away, but my job usually runs till early afternoon. That involves some paperwork and things like that, so I try to wrap that up. And then I'm not the biggest like house chiller when it's nice out or like light out,
mm-hmm.
so, and I'm not really too much of a TV person, I'd say, so
just a little bit.
Yeah just like I'm like one, like my girlfriend and I were watching The Sopranos.
Oh,
like
nice.
And I could really only do one episode a night, like I'm not a binger, but I'll either go to the library or like that as a workspace, or like the park. And then if I have an actual appointment, so like people will set up for repottings or some of the bigger projects, I just call them like design and installs.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have either like a walkthrough or an actual install to do. And then some of my bigger accounts or clients, I'll have biweekly or monthly waterings with.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of up to me about, and there's a nice flexibility about it where, I mean, personal life things can come up, so I can kind of balance things out. And I find that the constraints of like my full-time job and also having like time to spend with friends and family are nice constraints mm-hmm. of just kind of allowing time that feels right to kind of hone in for like PLC work where I can actually maybe not just like lollygag and kind of try to think about it as work time. So that's why the library is a nice space mm-hmm. for me.
Nice. I feel like I have to ask.
Yeah.
What, do you have a favorite plant?
Good question. I have a favorite plant at my house that mm-hmm. I have just like a marble pothos, which are a pretty common plant, but it grows up this like tennis racket that I have.
Oh, that's so cool.
It's like one of those old, like a vintage wooden tennis racket, so mm-hmm. it's not like a full kind of, I guess, what do you call it, but like a string face, where like it kind of has a longer shaft, and then it almost acts like a way for it to kind of climb up the whole thing, so that's a nice one to look at.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, that's probably it. I mean,
nice.
I end up, like, some of the, like, little cuttings I end up leaving out or little like city installs I do, I often give pothos away because I have so many of them from just like cuttings and repotting and things
mm-hmm.
like that. So I like how hardy they are, and I think they're a
yeah.
nice one because they're like satisfying because they grow pretty quick and they're
mm-hmm.
what I call like a confidence booster.
Yeah.
So like, you know what I mean, like they're hardy but also grow fast.
Mm-hmm. I actually have one of those plants in my dorm room
mm-hmm.
and it was a little cutting and I've only had it maybe a month, but it's been doing its thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what kind of gets you going, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, confidence booster.
Exactly. So when you're doing installments, do some people already have plants that they kind of want you to either repot or help with kind of redesigning the space, or are you usually the one supplying the plants as well?
Yeah, I think when I originally thought about it, when I originally kind of offered the services
yeah.
of like design install, I thought it was going to be people who were kind of brand new, but
mm-hmm.
I've actually felt like it's people who are like have interest but maybe either don't have the time or would like an extra set of hands and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I oftentimes will do repots where it's multiple plants or like bigger ones, so I'll kind of curate some of the new pots that they want. And but as far as kind of installing brand new, that often happens in like more commercial spaces, so like offices, restaurants, those kind of things, where people are either starting it out or maybe looking for like a kind of freshen up, rebrand, what have you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really, that's really interesting, because I guess in my mind I was always only really thinking of kind of household settings, but yeah, there is a huge commercial aspect
yeah.
of it too. Do you find that you do a lot more of that kind of work, or is it kind of a mixture of both?
I would say that those are like the bigger jobs. I would
yeah.
say like the repottings happen oftentimes for more like residential stuff, but some of the bigger projects I've had have been restaurants, little
okay.
cafes, things like that. And I call them like lobby plants, but like if you like people, I guess maybe because they're so cohesive, but like people maybe don't maybe think about who maintains some of those.
Right,
and
yeah.
they there are some bigger companies in the city that like handle like the Pru and some of those big
mm-hmm.
Office buildings, that it's a kind of maybe fly by night job where they're going in when other people aren't, you know.
Yeah, that's definitely a great point. I feel like it's very easy to admire spaces with plants in them, and hard and easy to forget that they do require maintenance, and you don't often think about really who's behind that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a favorite space or project that you've worked on so far?
I would say that one that kind of had a very nice story to it was there's a, I guess, streetwear sneaker shop in over by, it's called Clearwater Street, but it's over by the Reflective Pool and over by Berklee College. It's called Bodega, and they're a bigger brand that's known worldwide, and they have this shop that acts like it is a prop of a convenience store, and then behind a vending machine is a whole like secret shop.
Oh wow.
So I had approached them and was able to use some of their like older merchandise as vessels, so again like an upcycling project. And this was a brand that I had liked since I've been younger, and I'm a like sneaker kind of guy, or was, I'd say. And so it was really cool to work with them, and they were really kind of letting me do my thing, which for a company that big you don't really see that as much, but they kind of have some, I guess, grassroots feel to them. So I was talking directly to the owner, and some of the shop managers were really kind of cool with letting me just kind of look around and take what I wanted. And then a friend of mine named Elliot did a very nice kind of short form little doc about maybe doing like the install and maybe how it came about, and it was a nice little way to round it out as a full like project, and I'm hoping to do more like media stuff like that.
Yeah, nice way to like exhibit it at the end. Was this a recent project or kind of
this
a while
was
ago?
Not this past winter, but the one prior. So
nice.
Yeah,
so you've been doing this for about 4 years?
Yeah, I'd say like the turn like 2019 into 2020 was the like beginning of things, and then the plant stuff, I'd say, has been going on for about 3 years. So.
Okay. So since you've been in Boston, you didn't really do it before in Amherst?
Yeah. So in Amherst, I had the idea of trying to do some, like, markets and some little, like, pop-up things, but really it wasn't, like, the pandemic was still in full swing and there really wasn't much opportunity. And coming back to Boston was a big kind of thought of, like, as some of the markets came about and things like that, I was able to kind of really actually kick it off rather than just be an idea guy.
Yeah. Do you see this as kind of a long-term project, or is there anything that you're looking to add to this, to your services that you're offering, or what do you see as kind of the future of PLC, or just kind of enjoying the present?
Well, like, it's been nice because I feel like there's been some chapters of things that really have kind of transitioned from one another nicely. And most recently, I, like, in order to kind of safely operate in some of the commercial and residential spaces that I work in, I had to establish as a full construction firm. So I recently got my contractor's license with the experience I had from my full time and my college studies. And so I had to like LLC it and stuff like that. So I was able to actually license myself and put myself out there. So I guess in the future, I'm looking to do more design and install that's like impact rather than like no impact. So just like installing planters on the ground, actually being able to do shelving and some maybe renovation in people's homes that would maybe allow for more, I guess, plant rooms and things like that. And then I have a concept I've been working on that I call living spaces. And I've been doing some kind of mock-ups and small models of them, but they would be almost like three-season backyard spaces for people that would act as both a greenhouse but also like a living space, so like a coffee spot, or if someone worked from home, like a workspace, something like that. And once again, with the opportunity for myself trying to be a construction firm and act that way. Those bigger projects are things that, so I guess just kind of scaling up, but in a slow way is my idea. And that's kind of entering the exterior, stuff like that. But I wouldn't say that I'm looking to do more like landscaping and things like that.
Right, yeah.
Stick with kind of the, I guess, plants and enter the kind of building side more.
Nice. Well, I'm definitely excited to see what you're up to in the future.
Thank you.
And I think this whole project is super incredible, and it's really cool to see the projects you've done so far. And to everyone listening, you should definitely follow Project Leaf Care. Is that
Thank
the
you.
Handle
yeah.
on Instagram?
Yep.
Check out the website.
Thank you. Yeah, I also do a lot of community events that I try for, so that's another thing that I'm looking to do more of in the future. I don't know when this comes out, but this Saturday I have one. It's a group bike ride, and then a hangout at Blue Hills in Canton, which is fairly close to Boston. So that'll be like a little, I'm calling it a day camp. But I guess it's just kind of like a hangout.
Yeah.
And I've done others in the past that I call parkies, which is a park party.
Nice.
And so those two things, I guess, are kind of things that are more just kind of like in person, people meeting each other, like-minded. And yeah, I feel like it's really kind of about, as much as this is overused, like community building and kind of world building without being too cheesy. And
that's super important.
And
though.
Just kind of letting people come together through stuff like enjoying nature, liking plants, and just kind of hanging out too, because that's really important.
Yeah, definitely. No, those sound amazing. I definitely know a lot of people at BU, I'm sure, would be so interested in that as well. Cause especially at such a big school, it's nice to have kind of smaller community events as well.
Oh yeah, it's all about coming together.
Yeah,
so it's really important.
Well, thank you so much for doing this interview. It's been really great talking to you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, and we'll stay up to date with your developments for sure.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you.